Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's a special time for us to gather together as a church family to encourage and celebrate who our God is for us. I want to begin by welcoming those that are tuning in on our live stream. Welcome to Peace this morning. Glad that you chose to worship with us, as well as those out in the parking lot, I know, and we've got a good crowd here as well in the sanctuary. At the conclusion of our worship service, we'll be heading into the fellowship hall for some hamburgers and hot dogs. One note about that is, even with the rain, I promise you the hamburgers and hot dogs taste the same if it was sunny outside. So, yeah, we wish it was sunny, but we go with what's been given to us. And the sunshine is really the ability to connect with one another and have that fellowship that we have here at Peace. So we're excited about that. To set the stage for today's theme and our worship today is Holy Trinity Sunday, the Sunday after Pentecost. And what is that all about? Well, maybe it's like that moment in which you tried to fit that couch into the family room and it just wasn't fitting. Do you remember that moment in your life? You kind of turned the couch upside down on the side and then it didn't fit through the door and then you kind of flipped it around and pulled a muscle and finally you got it through the door and you put it in the family room and you just came to the conclusion, it doesn't fit. Dang it. You know, why do I share that story? Sometimes I think we do that with God. We try to maneuver God and explain him in one way and explain him in another way, and we do the best in the church as we can with symbols like we have up here with the circles, with the language that we have, the doctrine in the church, which is so all very valuable. But the reality of it is we can't completely explain God and why he does the things that he does. He is beyond our ability to capture in our boxes and in the places that we want to fit him. And so we're going to hear that in the readings that we have here today, as well as in the creed that we're going to share. This is also known as that day in the church where we say that long creed, the Athanasian Creed. We're thankful to have Kay Glather here to read that with myself. We'll read through the Athanasian Creed in the first half of the service and then also in the second half of the service. Just a note here before we begin, next week we're beginning our summer schedule, which means that we are going to keep Bible study. We're not going to let that go this summer. We're going to keep that as an option for you every single Sunday at 8:30 a.m. That's my favorite time in the fellowship hall. And our worship will be here in the sanctuary at 9:30 a.m. starting next Sunday. So count on that throughout the summer. Also, right around the corner is the June 29th Name That Tune on the patio time. We're going to have a game of Name That Tune. Someone's going to be playing some music, and we're going to play just for a half hour, 45 minutes, Name That Tune. Just have fun again together as a church family. And so that's coming right around the corner. Also of note is that we have a blood drive here at Peace. The date on that, Ellen, I've already forgotten the date.
June 24th.
June 24th. Friday. We need people to help with potentially volunteering as well as bringing cookies, goodies, treats, and even donating. I'm not even sure what the donation pool is for that event here right around the corner. But do take note of that. I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. We're going to begin this morning with our opening invocation. And to do that, I'm going to ask the congregation to rise as we share that first part of the service together.